the Hour. I'm Pete Shagnon. The Defense Department is offering a spirited defense against claims it's not doing enough to help stop piracy. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Spokesman Jeff Morrell listed actions by the British and Indian navies in defending whether world powers are taking on the pirates in the Gulf of Aden.
This notion that there's inaction out there is just utterly false. And I also take issue with this whole notion that it's incumbent upon the armed forces of the world, the navies of the world, to solve this problem.
Morrell says it's a shared responsibility that shipping companies have to protect themselves as well, whether that means more armed guards or other tactics. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
There's more word of likely picks for the Barack Obama cabinet. Democratic officials say former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle has been tapped to be Secretary of Health and Human Services. Eric Holder has reportedly agreed to be Attorney General, and Hillary Clinton seems to be the top candidate for Secretary of State. Alliance Defense Fund has successfully intervened in a Louisiana festival case. More on that from AFN's Charlie Butts.
ADF Senior Counsel Mike Johnson tells AFN it involves an annual festival in Thibodaux.
Part of the festival allows local and regional musical artists to come in and perform on these stages that are set up. It's open to all comers, and the problem down in Thibodaux this year is that they had some Christian groups that signed up to perform, and apparently that offends the ACLU.
The American Civil Liberties Union wrote city officials stating the Christian groups ought to be dropped. The city refused.
Christians should not be discriminated against simply because of their beliefs. And contrary to the contentions of the ACLU, they have the same rights of access and participation at the festival as anyone else does. And so, thankfully, that logic prevailed and the Christians were allowed to participate.
Johnson was asked if the ACLU has responded.
Well, I don't suspect they will fire back because we have called their bluff on this one.
I'm Charlie Butts.
Focus on the Family says it has eliminated more than 200 positions. The largest staff cuts in the evangelical Christian group's 31-year history. Citing the faltering economy and a decline in donations, Focus officials say 149 employees will lose their jobs, most by month's end. Another 53 open positions will be left vacant. The cuts are ministry-wide. Glenn Williams, Focus on the Family's chief operating officer, says a magazine for teens that lost readership to the Internet also is being eliminated. The cutbacks come on top of an announcement in October that Focus on the Family would lay off or reassign 46 employees next year due to restructuring of its distribution arm. Once both cuts are carried out, Focus on the Family will have about 950 employees, down from a peak of 1,400. One ministry is supporting Christians living in Mosul, Iraq. AFN's Ali Martin reports.
Recently, two Christian sisters were killed in Mosul by Islamic terrorists simply because they were Christians. The violent act comes as more than 200 displaced Christian families from Mosul started to return to their houses after more Iraqi troops were deployed in the city. Jerry Dockster is with Open Doors USA, which helps families that have left Mosul to live in the Nineveh Plain.
And so we really need to pray for the Christians that remain there and the Christians who are now refugees. And Open Doors has sent food packages and blankets and cooking oil to some of the refugees. And especially with winter coming, it's in that northern part of Iraq, it's really going to be difficult.
It's estimated that 24 to 40 Christians have been killed because of their faith in the past 2 months. I'm Ali Martin.
On Wall Street, stocks weren't the only things that ended lower today. Crude oil future prices ended lower as well on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The near-month contract for the benchmark grade fell 77 cents to end the day at $53.62 per barrel. And those are your top stories on American Family News. For more on these stories and for the latest news around the clock, visit onenewsnow.com. I'm Pete Shagnon.
Record budget.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you. Because you love the truth, LibertyRadioLive.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. My name is Nicholas, and my website is crosstheborder.org. You can listen to this broadcast there on demand anytime. You'll see the last 5 days' programs. In case you missed the first two installments of the Book of Jeremiah, you'll find them there, along with many other studies on books of the Bible. And I suggest everyone start with the Book of Genesis there on my website and start listening. Perhaps you'll hear the scripture revealed in a way that you've never heard it before. Something for you to consider anyway. And as always, like I say, if you find I'm wrong on something, you don't agree with me, and you want to challenge me, I would just love to be challenged. Just get out your e-sword, your King James, authorized King James Bible with the Greek and Hebrew Textus Receptus there, and challenge me out of that. If you can't challenge me using the Word of God, then perhaps it would be better to do a little more study. Okay, we're in Jeremiah chapter 5, and we left off in verse 17, where it says Jeremiah's prophesying of a nation that is going to come in to Jerusalem, and he says, "They shall eat up your harvest, your bread, which your sons and your daughters should eat. They will eat your flocks and your herds, and they shall eat up your vines and your figs. They shall impoverish your fenced cities wherein thou trusted with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, saith Yahuwah, saith the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass when you shall say, Wherefore doth Yahuwah our God all these things unto us? Then shall thou answer them, Like as you have forsaken me, and served all these, served strange gods in your land, so shall you serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. You know, here our Heavenly Father is using the same words that he used when he came on the scene as Messiah, when he became a man, saying, having eyes they don't see, having ears they don't hear. And destruction came upon Judah, the temple, and the city was destroyed. And then Yahshua, the Son of God, comes, the Messiah, he comes speaking the same words. Some 500 years later, well, more than 500 and some years later, and that's right. And guess what happens? Though the city and the temple were rebuilt, well, they're again destroyed. The abomination which maketh desolate was present in Judah in Jeremiah's day. It was also present in Judah, in Israel, and Jerusalem in the Messiah's day. Verse 22 of chapter 5. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? He says, you know, I've set the boundaries of the sea, of the oceans, and you're not gonna fear me? Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, Let us now fear Yahuwah our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withheld good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait, as he that setteth snares, they set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and waxen rich. Now, we've been talking about the deceitfulness of the constant, losing my words here, of the constant temptations to go out and borrow money to buy things. And they give you credit cards and bank accounts and loans. By virtue of your identifying number, you can take part in their system of usury. Think about it. Your iniquities have turned away these things, the things of our God. Your sins have withheld good things from you. Wicked men lay in wait. They set a snare, they set a trap, and they catch men. So their houses full of deceit, they are become great and waxen rich. And you see it. They're great and they're waxen rich. You got your TV and your beer, but you're a slave while you ignore the truth of what's going on. The waxen, the great, the rich ones that have set the snare and the trap for your soul, they're up there laughing at you, rich beyond their wildest dreams. At the same time, they whisper in your ear, "This is the freest nation on the earth. We have the greatest system of justice in the world." They keep repeating the mantras over and over, and people believe it. And they lie daily about everything just to keep you drinking your beer and watching your football. That's right. Or whatever it is, whatever delight they put before your eyes to keep you happy, a happy slave. They are waxen fat. They shine, yes. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. Yes, they do, don't they? They overpass the weeds of the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith Yahuwah? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Well, let's talk about this for a while. Talking about the cause of the fatherless, the cause of the needy. Our good friend James said, true religion is this, to take care of the widows and the orphans. It kind of sounds like the same thing that Jeremiah is talking about here, the fatherless and the needy. Isn't that the widows and the orphans? The fatherless and the needy? And America goes, well, we take care of the fatherless and the needy. Let them go to the state. Let them pray to the state. Let them get the mark of the beast, and the state will take care of them. We take care of the needy and the fatherless and the widows. Let them collect welfare. You know, that's a great sin because it excuses you from charity. It excuses you from giving. Let someone else do it. The same sin. And you're requiring them to go pray to a foreign god, to the god of the state, to receive help. And you're teaching them, just as you have done, to forget his benefits and go to another god for benefits. Nah, the law of God to take care of the orphans and the widows, that was never to be on the state. That's not authorized by our Heavenly Father's word. The state is there to punish evildoers, not to take care of the needy. The law of God, his family law, for family government, required the family to take care of their orphans and widows. Now, if they were a widow indeed, and we see that the early church fathers talked about this, about a widow indeed, that if she was a widow, that the church would take care of her, she was a widow indeed. And that would mean that she had no one to take care of her, or that her family was wicked and sinful and would not do their duty under the law of God. And the early church fathers never said, go to the state, sign up for a number. As a matter of fact, we got the forms here. As a matter of fact, we've incorporated with the state, so we're going to be their agent to put you under another god. No, why not? We serve two masters. Our one master we trust will let us into heaven when we die, And the other master will take care of us while we're here on the earth. That's why we have two masters. Isn't that what it's all about? When the church joins the state, when the church becomes incorporated in the state, they're proclaiming they have two masters. One, to take care of their eternal disposition so they can go to heaven when they die, pie in the sky when they die, and the other master to take care of them now, the only time that counts. Yet they prosper. That's right. And, you know, you see it in the government. They prosper, they become rich, and yes, you know, they leave it to the poor people, all of the taxpayers out there who have signed on to their usurious system by deceit. Yes, you become their slave, and they're going to take your money and redistribute it. Now, according to his law, a family is supposed to take care of its own. The widows and the orphans were to be taken care of in the family. And by the example given by the early church fathers, if it wasn't taken care of by the family, then the church would come together and they would make charitable donations voluntarily, because charity can never be forced. And charity is never a unanimous thing or anonymous thing. I mean, you can give anonymously to feed the poor or whatever, but it is you giving. It's not someone taking your money from you and making the decisions as to where it's going to go. It's you giving it to the poor, you giving it to the orphans and the widows, and you giving it for that purpose. You know what purpose you're giving it for. And that's the way charity is supposed to work. And because most people that are part of this world monetary system, card-carrying members, because they are coerced into giving, and the state redistributes it through their welfare systems, they say, well, I already gave. I gave at the office. I don't have to be charitable. It excuses them from true charity. What a shame. Chapter 5 and verse 29. Shall I not visit for these things, saith Yahuwah? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely. And we talked about some of these prophets yesterday. There are plenty of them out there. Prognosticators, taking every little cut-and-paste scripture prophecy and trying to fit it into the news headlines of the day. Or some of them are just so deluded, they just make stuff up, and because it sounds good to them, they preach it over the air. And most people won't know the difference, because one delusion leads to another. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 1. O ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoah, a place in Palestine, and set up a sign of fire in Beth Hakarim, for evil appeareth out of the north, and great destruction. O ye children of Benjamin, the son of my right hand. That's what Benjamin means. O ye children of Benjamin. Verse 2, I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come unto her, and they shall pitch their tents against her round about, and they shall feed every one in his place. Prepare ye war against her. Arise, let us go up at noon. Woe unto us, for the day goeth away, for the shadow of the evening are stretched out. Arise, let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus hath Yahuwah of hosts said, Hew ye down trees, and cast a mount against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. She is holy, oppression in the midst of her. As a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith the Lord, thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine, and turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of Yahuwah is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Do you delight in the word of God? Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of Yahuwah. Do you delight in his word? Do you delight in his law? Well, I'll tell you, if you go to the corporate church, you don't delight in his law. You don't delight in his word, because you say the commandments were nailed to the cross, because that's what the false prophets have taught you. The false prophets, they lead you up to the kingdom. That's what the Messiah said. But they don't suffer you to enter, because they don't go in themselves. Instead, they tell you, you get to go to heaven when you die. Now listen to this for a minute. What if the Messiah went about preaching and saying, repent, so you can go to heaven when you die? You know, he never said that once. That was not the message he preached. What a weak message that would be. No wonder these corporate church people continue to sin and adopt the ways of the world, because the law has been nailed to the cross. And so what? You get to go to heaven when you die. Eat, drink, and be merry, because we die. And I have been assured by my preacher who said, if I say the magic words, that once saved, always saved, no one will snatch me out of his hand. That's right. But never did our Heavenly Father, yes, he promised that no one would take us out of his hand, but he never promised that he would not allow us to leave him, because he is not a tyrant. There is no force in his kingdom. He forces no one to stay in his kingdom. If you hate his law, and if you want to practice wickedness, then you have to go where the law allows wickedness. You have to go to another god. That's right. And that's why they're up there. Why all the homosexuals and those that practice adultery and wickedness have petitioned their gods and said, please, let us marry. Give us license to marry, for the law of God will not give us license to marry. That's right. His word doesn't give them license, so they have to go petition another god for a license to marry. And they've made those men in the black robes their high priests. And now they're crying out to them, because democracy didn't go their way this time. At least didn't all go their way. They get to kill children before they're born, don't they? Even their children get to kill their children without permission from them before they're born. And that's okay, because they went to their god, the state, their god, democracy, and said it was so. But they weren't happy with that. Now they want their high priest to overturn the decision of the majority of the people, because they want more wickedness. They will never be happy until they can practice all the wickedness they want. And not only do they just want to practice wickedness, because their god allows that. Oh yeah, you guys, go ahead. Men with men, women with women. You can have civil unions. You get all the rights and all the benefits and all the... You get all the same stuff. But no, they want to destroy that which is good. Something holy that our Heavenly Father set apart. And he said, marriage, a man and a woman. I have declared it. I have established it. They want to destroy that by making their ungodly union equal to it. Hear the words of Jeremiah the prophet. You're listening to Cross the Border. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you?
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
Now listen to me.
FlyingEagleGold.com says don't buy the sizzle of that steak until you understand the cost. In other words, don't buy the hype being dispensed by the rare coin pitchman over the alternative media until you understand the full story. Jeffrey Bennett has been a purveyor of wealth protection, gold and silver bullion, and rare collectible coins for over 17 years. His personal experience reaches back to 1958. FlyingEagleGold.com offers the most private, non-confiscable gold and silver coinage in the world at a very competitive cost. And Jeffrey takes personal pride in putting your interests ahead of all else. You're invited to call Flying Eagle Gold at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778 for the truth about protecting your wealth. Join Jeffrey Bennett each day, Monday through Friday, when he hosts right here on LibertyRadioLive.com. If you'd like to get a copy of this program, you may subscribe at LibertyRadioLive.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all the First Amendment Rights Media Group programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you can request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $20. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD or CD for only $15. You can do all this online at LibertyRadioLive.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at the First Amendment Rights Media Group.
Okay, Cross the Border, that's the name of the program. We're in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6. Let's see, where did we leave off? To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of Yahuwah is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of the holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with them that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, and their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith Yahuwah. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed the abomination? were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith Yahuwah. Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, and your sacrifices sweet unto me, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord, behold, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel. They have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses set in array as men for war against thee, O daughters of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman in travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because Yahuwah hath rejected them. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of Yahuwah's house and proclaim there this word and say. So he was supposed to stand in the gate of the temple and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of Yahuwah, all ye Judah that enter in at these gates to worship Yahuwah. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in the lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of Yahuwah are these. Trust not in lying words. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. You see all these vociferous, evil men crying out for their rights to practice their abominations openly, for their abominable lifestyles to be as accepted as those instituted by our Creator Himself, hating those who do righteousness, hating those who stand against their wicked ways when they should be grateful. They should be thankful. They should be thanking those righteous people who are holding back the anger and the judgment of our Creator from this land. Yes, it is the righteous of this land. There is a remnant in this land of righteous men, women, and children that reverence our Creator, that delight in His law and hate wickedness. It's the only thing that's keeping all of the things that came and that were coming in our narrative here on Judah from coming on America. How long? How long can it be? Bring me the sharpener. How long will our Creator hold back His judgment from this nation? How long? Well, it's a fearful thing to consider when I think that it could come in my lifetime. What came upon Judah in that day could come in my lifetime, or something similar to that. It would seem right, because the remnant seems to be so small. I hope that the remnant is much larger than it appears to be. I really do. And I just pray, Heavenly Father, heal us. Heal me. Teach me Your ways. Write Your law in my mind and upon my heart. Help me to teach my children, and help me to teach others, that they may teach their children, that they may learn Your ways, that they may reverence You and delight in Your word and in Your law. As it says in Psalm 1, give us a heart to remember Your word. You know, and ask everyone out there to open up your scripture sometime today. Just open up your Bible. You know, blow the dust off of it. Set it on in the prominent place in your house and open it up. Put a bookmark in it. Open it up to Psalm 1 and leave it open and highlight it and leave it open to Psalm 1 until you memorize the entire psalm, till you learn what it means to delight in His law and meditate therein day and night. And then move. After you do Psalm 1 and you review it occasionally, I could sit here and repeat the whole thing to you, then open it up to another scripture that you love, that you heard, that you thought, I really like the way that sounds. I really like the Spirit speaks to me through that. Memorize it. Pick another psalm. Pick another passage from the scripture. Philippians 4:4-8. You know? Romans 8:28 through to the end of the chapter, and memorize those. Delight in His word. Delight in His law. He says, the prophet speaking, standing before the temple, standing before the edifice in Jerusalem, crying out, for if you thoroughly speaking the words of Yahuwah, if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, all men are created equal. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. That's why I'm telling you, open your Bible, blow the dust off, open it up to Psalm 1, put a bookmark there and learn Psalm 1 until it becomes part of you. Then open it up, then start reading somewhere. Highlight, you know, copy pages out, post them on your wall, print them out, and memorize them. Put them in the prominent places in your house. Put them in the bathroom across from the toilet stool. You know, where you can see them all the time. Somewhere where you're at every day, prominently placed in your house. And learn them and delight in them. Don't trust in lying words that cannot profit. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. You turn on the news, the CNN, the Fox News, and oh, they got a plan, the bailout. Lying words that cannot profit. You're gonna bail out a usurious, abominable monetary system with more abominable usury? Lying words that cannot profit. An unjust weight and a balance. Usury against God's law. He said the just weight and a balance. An honest monetary system is mine. That other monetary system is not his. As a matter of fact, that belongs to the evil one. What do you think, all of you rapture-believing futurists, believing that the Antichrist is this fictional character of the Left Behind fictional series fame? What do you think? Do you think the monetary system of the Antichrist, the beast, is going to be a just weight and a balance? Or will it be usury? Will it be a debt monetary system where you have to have a number to buy or sell or trade or to borrow money to create, to use their magic to monetize this money? Or will it be an honest weight and a measure? They can't control an honest weight and a measure, can they? If I walk up to you with a piece of silver and I say, well, you know what? I got this piece of silver. I need 3 gallons of gas. That's about what a piece of silver will buy today. An ounce of silver. Can they control that? You're going to say, well, I need your number. No, you're going to take the silver and give me the gas. You have your value. However, if I've got a credit card, well, you need the number to have the credit card. If I'm going to write you a check, you got to have a number to have a checking account, don't you? Of course, I could trade you a note that someone has already monetized by virtue of their number, and I'm just trading in it without really becoming a card-carrying member of it. Let's see how that system works. Think about that, all you futurist left-behind people. Think about that, all of you who believe in all that fantasy. Is it here already? Well, it is. When the market, and don't be looking for a chip and implant, because the word in Revelation, where it says in your right hand or in your forehead, the word in there is epi. And certainly you know the difference between epidermis and hypodermis, don't you? Epi is when you say epi, it's in your hand. Well, if I can hold something in my hand, but it's not hypo, it's not under the skin, it's in my hand. So in, to be interpreted properly, is epi. It's not hypo. No, hypodermis is under the skin. Yeah, you get a hypodermic needle, they inject something under the skin. Don't be looking for that chip they're going to put in your hand or in your forehead. That's ridiculous. Let's rightly divide the word of God. The word in the Greek there is epi. It's not hypo. The word for in there. So I can hold a card in my hand. Oh, lost the card. The wind blew it away. But don't, not to fret. I remember the number. It's in my forehead. That's right. It's in your hand or in your forehead. Come on. Think about it. It makes you want to repent, doesn't it? I know I repented because someone applied for a number for me and they said it was mine and I believed them and I started to use it. And then one day I woke up, I read the word, and I got convicted of taking part in something that was ungodly. Participating in something that was against his law. He calls an abomination, an unjust weight and a balance. They're an abomination, usury against his law. I repented. And then I found out it wasn't mine. It was theirs. They're just trying to recreate me in their image. They wanted me to be in the world, but not in it and of it. And that's why they wanted to give me an identifying number to say I was part of it. It's not your number, people. Wake up. It's theirs. You can't change it. You can't abolish it. You can't sell it. That means it does not belong to you. It belongs to them. Give up that illusion, that delusion, and realize that you don't have a number anyway. Repent and stop using it. That's my lawful advice to you, according to the law of God. give up the number and stop using it. You say, oh, it's not the mark of the beast. Okay, well then, go ahead, give it up, stop using it then. Prove to me that it's not the mark of the beast. Then it should be nothing for you to give up and stop using, right? Right? Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. They're going to save us with their bailout. They're going to save us all from recession and depression and hardship. Oh, we won't be able to get a new car. We might lose that house we could never afford anyway, right? We won't be able to borrow money on our credit cards. Oh, what a shame. Save us, save us. Oh, great lawmakers on the Capitol Hill, save us. Bail us out, right? We'll bail you out. Put your trust in us. Lying words which cannot profit. It's not going to work, is it? It will not work. Because every time they throw another $1 billion in the pot, it dilutes all of the other dollars that are already out there because there's nothing to back them up anyway. That's going to fail. That's right. It's going to fail. And then they're going to come and collect on their debt. Oh, yes, it's an illusory debt. But see, what they've taken is they've taken the debt and they've sold it to foreigners. The foreigners, yeah, they were deceived, but they're going to want to collect on their debt. They didn't realize that the debt was all fraudulent, just like you didn't. But they took the loans because they wanted their money right away. They didn't want to wait 30 years to get for you to pay back the principal and twice the interest. Nah, they're too darn impatient for that. So they took the debt and they sold it at a discount to foreigners. How much debt does China hold? Oh, wait till these foreigners find out that they have been defrauded. What do you think they're going to do? I think they're going to come and try to claim and try and collect on their debt. And will they have a right to do that? Well, you, as a card-carrying member, in collusion with your masters who deceived you and committed this fraud and this sorcery, this monetary sorcery, this voodoo economics, and then sold it to these foreigners who thought they were buying something real, who traded their substance and their life and their labor for it, are they going to want to collect? Can you see what's building against America? I would be somewhat fearful. I would be very afraid if I didn't put my trust in Him. Come what may, even to death, I know that my assurance is in Him. This life is short, but forever is a long, long time. And that's why I call this program Cross the Border, because I bid everyone everywhere to cross the border into His kingdom. There you will find safety for your eternal disposition. Well, we may not find safety in this life. It may even bring persecution. We may get caught in the storm because the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. But we can have assurance that the promises that He made in His Word for those that cross the border and trust in Him and receive the work of righteousness imputed on a personal level and the payment for our sins, that He will take care of us forever, that we will rise from the dead just as He did. Till next time, praise His name. Hallelujah.